Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
On the road to the official negotiations on transnational corporations and human rights, the Palestinian struggle present. Maren Mantovani, international coordinator of the Palestinian and global campaign Stop the Wall, considers that a binding treaty on human rights violations perpetrated by transnational corporations is key. On an interview this Friday with Real World Radio, Mantovani denounced the water theft suffered by the Palestinian people in the hands of Israel and the disastrous role played in this sense by Israeli water transnational corporation Mekorot. This company has been accused at world level of perpetrating a water apartheid in the Palestinian territories occupied by Israel and has many association agreements and businesses with several countries of the world. Along these lines, the activist also made reference to the extraterritorial obligations of states. Mantovani also talked about the ethnic cleansing suffered by the Palestinian people, the increasing militarization of Israel, and the global role of its private security companies. She also shared information about the denunciations and struggles in general of the Stop the Wall campaign and the Boycott, Disvestments and Sanctions Movement, the BDS movement.
Thank you for Real World Radio to give me and especially Palestine another time and space to talk about the struggles going on in Palestine and in solidarity with the Palestinian people.
Absolutely, Maren. Starting from that point, in which part of the work, what is nowadays doing the global campaign Stop the Wall, and you particularly as the international coordinator, which are the most important focuses that you are facing nowadays?
Well, while in Palestine, Israel is continuing its policies of continuous expansion, and in fact, at the moment, there are more than 500 communities and villages in the West Bank directly threatened by Israel for ethnic cleansing and expulsion. And at the same time, we are working strongly as anti-apartheid world campaign and with our partners to build up a new movement of young and new generations. And in fact, we have just celebrated the birth of the Palestine Youth Forum. At an international level, we are continuing to work and call for boycott, divestment and sanctions and to ask for Israeli and the international transnationals responsible and complicit with Israeli violations of human rights and international law to be held accountable. In fact, and this is a global call, while I've been as Real World Radio has talked about before for a long time in Latin America. At the moment, I come to India to follow the BRICS summit in Goa and the People Summit in Goa, India, that has been called, where movements from all the BRICS countries have discussed many things, including how to strengthen solidarity with the Palestinian people.
Okay, Maren, on Monday there will be this next session, the second one, of the Intergovernmental Working Group of the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is working, setting the first steps towards this legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and other businesses and human rights, the violations of human rights. I would like to ask you, Maren, how is the global campaign Stop the Wall seeing this special moment, this session next week? How are you working relating to these official negotiations, and also the participation of the movements, social movements and organizations which are trying to support this process?
And Stop the Wall, and as well the Palestinian Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions National Committee, as well as the Palestinian Environmental NGO Network, we are working together with the Global Campaign to End Impunity for a week of action, where we want to bring in particular two key issues to the attention of the people and the officials inside and outside, which are on the one hand Israel's theft and water apartheid, and the responsibility that has in this framework Israel, the Israeli national water company, which not only is responsible for stealing Palestinian water and creating a true water apartheid that is a key part of the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people, but then as a multinational, transnational company, is going around the world and helping governments and profiting from governments that are privatizing their own water by gaining public contracts of water privatization around the world. In this sense, we want to highlight how, once again, the Palestinian struggle and the global struggles for social and economic justice are going hand in hand against the same perpetrators and transnationals that are violating human rights all over the globe. But this time we want to bring another key issue to Geneva, which is the question of Israeli tools, technologies, and methodologies of militarization. Israel evidently is at the forefront of ever new tools of repression and constant surveillance. And these tools are then exported to the rest of the world to surveil and repress the rest of the people. And this all happens within a framework of daily more private security companies working all over the world. Private security companies that today have become a veritable transnational huge conglomerates that are working and violating human rights from Palestine to the rest of the Middle East, to any other place where state outsources and privatizes now even questions of state security, which means that there is no accountability whatsoever anymore, even for those that in our states, not only in Palestine, but around the world, are facing these private security companies. So it's these two issues that we really want to bring to Geneva, and with these two issues, support the demand of the global campaign against corporate impunity and all those that are working for a binding treaty on transnationals, which is today more urgent than ever.
And Maren, this denounce that you make about the role of the private security companies, would that be the case, for example, of G4S?
Absolutely. This is probably one of the best examples one can bring. G4S, the Danish-British multinational that is responsible for prison services in the Israeli prison system that uses torture and ill treatment at a daily and systematic level, as well as having contracts with Israeli checkpoints. But not only this one, G4S is as well responsible for juvenile prisons in the U.S. that is fundamentally incarcerating black population. For that reason as well, the strong solidarity we're having in this campaign against G4S from Black Lives Matter. It has responsibility and committed crimes all over the world. And we've been calling for a boycott of that company since years, with successes that have seen even UN agencies cutting their contracts with this company. However, and we will continue to fight this company so that it stops its complicity with Israeli prison service and Israeli crimes against the Palestinian people. However, this is just one example on how multinationals and private security companies today are working on a global scale with employees that are veritable armies today that are using lethal weapons and are allowed by the contract and by the rules of engagement to kill people, and they are only responsible to a private employer. And that is a system that is completely unacceptable and needs to be changed. And not only G4S, I want to give you another example here. That is, for example, a smaller security company, but still quite relevant, especially for Latin America. It is ISTS, a security Israeli security company built by an Argentinian immigrant that then became part of the Israeli army, and then used his know-how gained in the Israeli army to create a security company that since the 80s has trained death squads and military of dictatorships all over Central America, from Guatemala to Honduras, to the contras in Nicaragua, and so on and so on. And this company is still operating, now not anymore at the service of dictatorships, but it is operating now, for example, training the military police in the favelas of Rio de Janeiro. And not surprisingly, we found a video where the director of the company is literally congratulating the Rio military police that they're using the same methodologies that then those used by the Israeli military in Gaza. So this is a clear example on how these companies are globalizing crimes on a global scale, and we all need to come together to fight these kind of crimes and dynamics. Only if we, on a global scale, stand together, organize, and build global campaigns, we can fight these transnationals and can pressure the United Nations and our government to develop conventions and treaties that are binding, that are strong, and that are defending our rights.
Okay, Maren, coming back to the issue of the water robbery by Israel in the Palestinian territories occupied exactly by Israel. Do you have any update of what is the situation nowadays, as I said, in the Palestinian territories about the water issue, Maren?
Well, Palestinians are just coming from a summer that has been particularly dry, not because there was a lack of water in Palestine, but because there is what continues to be a lack of justice in Palestine. And Israel this year, very early on, already when Ramadan started, so in June, July, has started cutting entire villages off from water supply and has reduced the water supply to other villages and continues to do this over the entire summer. So the situation is clearly getting worse and worse, especially because that has come hand in hand with extensive home demolition that has have targeted as well entire communities. At the same time, Makarov is continuing to get extensive international support. We've just lately seen again a series of cooperation projects with the European Union that we are targeting. Switzerland as well, in Geneva, is interested in new cooperation with Makarov. And here in Asia, like it is happening in Latin America, Makarov is coming and is telling that it would solve the problems of the farmers and the small and middle scale farmers that don't have access to water. The problem is, however, in most cases, and I've seen that in Latin America, and I'm seeing this now here in India and in Asia, it is hardly ever a problem of lack of water. It is almost always a lack of justice. And Makarov, like all the other Israeli agro and water technology, is simply tools to perpetuate injustice and give a costly high-tech solution for agribusiness and for government that want to make more profit out of natural resources and de facto cut access to those resources for the people that have a right to their commons and their natural resources.
Okay, Marianne, and just to finish, you were mentioning the agreements between MECOROT and, for example, governments in Latin America. Are you calling and are you underlying the extraterritorial obligations of third parties, especially towards this moment in Geneva next week, Marianne?
Absolutely. Governments are still insisting that the problem here is Israel. No doubt the problem here is Israel, but third states have a clear legal obligation not to aid and assist Israel and its violations of international law and human rights of the Palestinian people. That includes not to contract companies that are responsible for the implementation of Israeli policies, because it is exactly through these contracts and this money that is being used and directly funneled back to the Israeli war economy that is maintaining the system. So governments are just closing their eyes and looking the other side while they're continuing to be responsible when they're each time they're doing a public contract, granting new grants for cooperation agreements and other services and subsidies from state and public bodies to these companies responsible for Israeli violations. So in this sense, it is crucial to remind everybody and in that third state responsibilities apply and to pressure that government will finally respect their obligations or otherwise find mechanisms to hold as well our own government responsible if they violate their obligations under international law. But it is first and fundamentally important that we all understand that these obligations really exist. It is not a matter of political choice or inclination whether or not to contract companies involved in grave violations of international law. It is a legal obligation that these governments have, and they cannot and they should not escape from it.
Okay, it was Marianne Mantovani, International Coordinator of the Palestinian and Global Campaign Stop the Wall. Marianne, you have been very nice. We had planned to have an interview of about around 10 minutes, but it's impossible because it's so interesting and important to talk about Palestinian territories, to talk about the difficulties and the war and the killing and, the, as you said before, the ethnic cleansing that they are facing every day. So thank you very much for your time, Marianne. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. And it's always a pleasure to be able to talk with you and the audience of Real World News.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.